All right. You migrated from locals. All right. So you're jumping over to Rumble. Good. All right. Good for you. Well, here's the news of the day. If you're watching the Dilbert comic, if you're a subscriber, you would be seeing that Wally is trying to manage his multiple AI girlfriends. So if you're if you're subscribing to Dilbert, you'll see Wally trying to figure out how to have a harem of AI girlfriends, and they're not happy about it. All right, so I've been asked this question a number of times this morning. Have I seen the Joe Rogan show on whether we really landed on the moon or whether it was faked? I haven't, and I'm told that if I were to watch it, I would be totally convinced that we did not land on the moon. How many of you who have seen it would agree with that characterization? That if you've seen the Rogan, I guess Joe Rogan was talking about it. Michael, I'm just gonna, I have to take a pause here. Why did Scott make a second version of his drink bleach hoax debunk PDF? Because the first version proved his own debunk was false. No. Nothing like that happened. So stop hallucinating. Just stop hallucinating. Nothing like that happened in the real world. Take your meds. Take your meds. Go back to sleep. All right. You're literally hallucinating. Right. So the Rogan show that I didn't see. Do you know what I'm going to say about this? Can anybody anticipate what I'm going to say about the show I didn't see? It's the documentary effect. So I've been challenged. If you watch this show, Scott, you're going to believe that we did not land on the moon. Of course I will. That's what I tell you. I tell you that every documentary is persuasive. And if 5 minutes after watching the Joe Rogan program, I'm completely convinced that we faked the moon landing, then it would take me 5 minutes to watch somebody who was involved with the program say, yeah, I did it myself. I was there. It was real. And then I would be 100% convinced it was real. So here's what you should not look to as your guide. How certain you are because you saw one side of an argument. Your level of certainty that comes from seeing one side of an argument presented over, an extended period has no validity or predictive power. No matter how convinced you are, doesn't mean anything. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And if I were to watch it on your recommendation, which I probably will, by the way, I probably will watch it. I would be as convinced as you are. But unlike you, I would say to myself, oh, that means nothing. 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 However convinced you are by watching that doesn't mean anything. There's no information value in watching one side of a discussion. If there's anything I could teach you, it would be that. We're still waiting for the Patriot Front to reveal itself. We're all watching the guys that a lot of people think are feds dressed up in their khakis and pretending to be some kind of white nationalists. Now, I think it was Elon Musk who said, the media has a startling lack of curiosity about their real identities. It's pretty startling, isn't it? That these same cats are in the news over and over again. And nobody in the press has tried to follow their truck. Nobody's gotten, like a, figure out where they rented their truck or anything, anything. Doesn't it remind you of when the government looked for white supremacists in the military and they couldn't find any? The problem is that the feds have this whole narrative about all the white supremacists, but they can't find any. So I think it's pretty obvious that's a fake group. I mean, I could be wrong, but I'd be really surprised. Now, let me ask you this. Do they have a website? If I didn't look, but if you were to do a Google search on the Patriot Front, Would a website pop up so you could see what they're about and what they believe? And maybe you could even join them if you agreed with them. Or is it the only organization in the entire world who marches in public year after year, is organized, and doesn't have a website? Not an email blast that goes out to everybody that maybe somebody could get a hold of. Just nothing like that. Just no online presence whatsoever. Now, how in the world are they supposed to prevail with whatever it is that they're promoting if there's no way to contact them? Is it really the whole point of demonstrating to get more people on your side and they don't have any way to join? It's so fake. It's hilarious. Well, Akira the Don has some new music based on some of my podcasting and the basket case theory. So if you haven't heard that, it's on my X feed today. There's a big breakthrough in sodium battery chemistry mass synthesis. So I think it's the mass synthesis part, not just the fact that they can do it. But there's this new kind of battery coming. These sodium batteries are supposed to be the best. And we're going to need a lot of sodium batteries for your home robots. New York City reached a $2.1 million settlement for toxic whiteness discrimination. So there were three white women who were replaced, they say, with less qualified people of color. Now, less qualified in this case means, you know, somebody had a college degree and they're replaced with somebody with a GED, I think, in one case. And the three white women won their discrimination suits. They were literally replaced for being white and no other reason. In the real world, that happened. Well, we're going to replace you with some people of color. What did I do wrong? Nothing. You're white. Now, do you think the floodgates will open? Yes, they will. Because now you can get a payday. Hey, white people, if you've been discriminated in employment, go get your pay. It's right here. You can win now. So it's a winnable case. Go get your money. Let's get paid. It's called reparations. Reparations. Now, my experience of life is that for the first 25 years of my life or so, maybe 26, it was a man's world. So from the time I was born in 1957 to early 80s, mid 80s, I would say it definitely was an advantage to be a male in America. Sometime around when I was about 25, 26, it changed abruptly. And all economic opportunities just, you know, dried up, at least if they had any choice of hiring somebody besides you. So I would say for the past, I don't know, 35 years, it's been massive discrimination against white men, which I call reparations. Now, if it's not reparations, then I think the white people need reparations of their own. So either we should cancel the conversation about reparations because they're already paid many times over, or the white people who lost their jobs for 35 years should get some reparations. I mean, reparations are either a good idea or they're not. So why wouldn't you? 35 years of direct discrimination against white men. That's very reparation worthy. Yeah. Yep. So either all reparations or no reparations, I say. Just be consistent. So on my, I've pinned on my ex profile a new detailed debunk of the drinking bleach hoax. You saw in the comments, there's a gentleman who went down the what I call the hoax funnel. Now, the hoax funnel is when you find out that something you believed, especially if you said it in public, has been debunked. So with and there's a hoax funnel for all the major hoaxes. And what it is as soon as you call out the main thing they claim, they retreat to a lesser claim that's sort of in the domain. Then you debunk that and they retreat to yet another lesser claim until they get to the bottom and then all of their claims have been debunked, and then you know what happens? They start over at the top like you never had the conversation. And that's what happens with the Find People hoax and the drinking bleach hoax. It starts like this. He never mentioned bleach. So, of course, he didn't mention drinking bleach because he never even mentioned bleach. And then the hoax funnel people will go, okay, it wasn't bleach, but he said disinfectants. You know, he meant bleach. He meant injected into your body. Then I say, he never mentioned injecting anything into a body. Okay, he said, bring it inside the body. Can you somehow bring it inside? And then I say, but he wasn't talking about liquid disinfectants. He specified UV light. And then you know what happens? After you've debunked bleach and you've debunked liquid disinfectants and you've made it very clear that he bookended his comments with light so you knew it was light, no doubt about it. Do you know what people say? They say the other guy talked about liquid disinfectants separately. So that must mean Trump meant liquid disinfectants. No, it means that the other guy talked about liquid disinfectants separately. That's all that means. It doesn't mean Trump was, because Trump was very specific, light. And light was being talked about for testing at the time. So you can see here there was somebody having a mental condition over on Rumble who was screaming, but Scott, you debunked yourself. Nothing like that happened. I mean, you could read it yourself. It's as clear as it could possibly be. But the people who are suffering some kind of TDS are just imagining that they see words that aren't on the page. It's kind of fascinating. So anyway, speaking of things which aren't true, Spielberg is allegedly going to help Biden with his strategy. And he's been in multiple strategy sessions. Now, does it make sense that the greatest movie maker of fiction would be helping Biden? Yes, it does. Has Biden courted other makers of fiction? Yes, he has. You've heard of Rob Reiner, famous maker of fiction. You've heard of Stephen King, famous maker of fiction. Do you see a pattern yet? Let's see. Here are the things that Biden ran on: the Russia collusion hoax fiction, the Find People hoax fiction, the January 6th was an insurrection hoax fiction, the drinking bleach hoax fiction, the inflation is totally under control fiction. And basically, his entire campaign is fiction, and then he just hired a fiction director for advice. Could it be any clearer? Are there any questions left? It's literally, they're treating it like fiction. They're not hiding it anymore. It's just blatantly, we'll just make up some stuff and we'll have this, you know, crazy, demented guy say it. But don't forget how many lives that Biden has saved when he was a lifeguard. And that was even after his uncle was eaten by cannibals. So yeah, you better hire the fiction directors for the help. I wouldn't get the reality people involved. I saw some stats by Rob Henderson. He was reporting the stats on X. 35% of American elites, and that would be defined as people with postgraduate degrees earning $150,000 per year or more and live in large cities. 35% of those elites say they would rather cheat than lose an election. 35% said they'd rather cheat in an election than lose it. Whereas regular ordinary voters, people who are not the elite, only 7% would be willing to cheat. So of ordinary, normal people, 7% would be willing to cheat. But of college-educated or post-grad people making a good living in a large city, 35% of them would be willing to cheat. Now, we have mail-in ballots. Whether the number is 7% or 35%, it's enough to change the election results. So, how in the world does anybody think our elections are not rigged, given what we've learned since 2020? Now, when I say, I don't mean that they necessarily counted the votes wrong, necessarily. But if you have an ability to rig and you have a large percentage of people who say, yeah, I would. And then on top of that, there was a separate survey showing the percentage of people, I think 1 in 5, admitted doing something illegal with mail-in votes, admitted it. So somewhere in that 7 to 35% range is people who are absolutely willing to cheat and they have the means and the opportunity to do it. And that's the election that we designed intentionally. Intentionally, because we know how to make an election where that doesn't happen. Make it a official day off for everybody, paper ballots, two people looking at every ballot, so there's a Republican and a Democrat. You're done the same night. No doubt about it. It's audited. Basically, you could audit at the same time you count the votes. You just need two people. And you could easily get volunteers. How hard would it be to get Republicans to sit next to the Democrat counting the votes and vice versa? It'd be easy. The fact that it could easily be done and we don't do it is really all the evidence you need that there's no seriousness about a fair election. Now, as I've said before, I'm pretty sure America would be better described as a criminal organization, maybe for the past several decades. And we're in a competition with other criminal networks, such as China, such as Russia. And I think to imagine that any of them are some kind of representative government is just naive at this point. It's just a bunch of criminal enterprises battling it out for, ultimate control. That's what I see. I saw a advertisement for a Cirrus jet. It's a private jet, a tiny little jet you could buy. And it's got a feature now where if the pilot becomes incapacitated, passes out, dies or something, the passengers can land the plane by pushing one button. Did you know that? It can land itself at the airport, the destination airport, I think, or the closest one, I'm not sure. But it's literally one button. You reach up, and if the pilot passes out, you go, oh, and you push the button, and the plane goes and lands itself perfectly. Now, let me tell you what profession I would not be entering at the moment. Pilot. I'm not sure that's a long-term job anymore. I mean, it might be, but if you could land a jet by pushing one button, and don't you think you could get better results with a AI than with a human pilot? Maybe not right away, but probably within a year, the AI will land that plane way better than a human pilot. Faster reflexes, no human error, I'm sure. Well, there's now already a robot called an Astrobot. I guess that's the company. I saw a post by Barzi, and it showed this robot cooking and cleaning and folding laundry and doing basically anything at a fairly good speed. Now, it's coming. It's coming, people. The age of the robots will be upon us. And I don't know if you've had this issue. But there's some things that we know are going to happen that are so big I can't make my brain think about them. And this is one of them, that we will all have a robot in maybe a year. Well, not all. I mean, there's going to be a price point. But people who can afford a robot are going to have a robot in a year. And it'll just be working in your house. Just working in your house. And I can't even hold that in my head, really. It's sort of too big of a thought. But there's a whole bunch of stuff that are just too big to think about. Like, what are we going to do with our debt? I don't know. It's too big to think about. Maybe robots are the solution to the debt. No robots for you? Oh, you're getting a robot.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Reid Hoffman, you know, famous billionaire, founder of LinkedIn, PayPal Mafia, Reid Hoffman. He created an AI-generated deepfake of himself and interviewed it. That's right. He did what I have been planning to do, but he got there first. He fed a personal AI. He fed it with all of his books so they could talk like he did. And then he made a perfect version of it that would he would talk in a split screen and have an interview with it. And he interviewed himself. And it was pretty darn good. Now, I'm going to do the same thing. I think I'm going to revise my estate plan to have some money to keep my AI running after my death. Because I'm building the Dilbert Museum in my house here. You know, maybe it'll go somewhere else later. But at the moment, in a year or so, you'd be able to tour the Dilbert Museum with my robot or with my AI deepfake on a video screen. So you could have me explaining or answering any question from any of my podcasts or books or posts, I guess. So that's coming. Now, that's another thing that's way too big for me to even hold in my head. I can describe it. And I can imagine it, but it's way too big to hold in my head that in 1 year, there'll be a robot me walking around giving a tour in my voice. It's just too big. I can't really hold that in my head, even though I can describe it. It's the weirdest thing. All right, I got a question for you. So it looks like there's a good chance TikTok will be either banned or sold to an American company. Right now, ByteDance says it'd rather go out of business in America then sell it, but we'll see. Question, who was the first person, public figure, to call for the banning of TikTok in America? Who was the first public figure to call for that? Does anybody remember? It was 2020. I'm pretty sure it was me. Now, I think Trump did call for it in 2020, but it was after me. I think Rand Paul was after me too. I think, now I would also like to ask you this question if you remember. Somebody's saying not you. No, not you is not the right answer. If it's not me, you have to give somebody it is. So I posted my post on it. Yeah. I think Trump picked it up after I did. So I started complaining about it in February of 2020. I think Trump later in the year was talking about it. Now, how many of you remember that when I said I wanted to ban TikTok, you didn't think that was possible? I told you I was going to single-handedly ban TikTok. And then you watched me do it right in front of you. What do you make of that? Did it really happen? Did I tell you in public that I would personally ban TikTok? And then is it not happening just the way I said it would? And when I first brought it up, did you think it was impossible? There's no way it's going to happen. I'll bet you did. I bet you thought it was impossible. Yeah. Yeah, I believe I was the first one to call for the TikTok ban. Now, have I ever told you that hypnotists can hide in plain sight? Have you heard me say that? The weirdest thing about being a hypnotist is that because people don't believe that you can do the things you can do, you can say it in public multiple times. You can do it in public right in front of people, and they will still think you didn't do it. There's almost nothing I could do that would make you believe that I had anything to do with this. Even though I called it out in public right in front of you. Anyway, just a interesting little side note. The Guardian, the publication out of the UK, has an article talking about the demise of what they call Twitter, how a utopian vision for social media became a toxic mess. Elon Musk pointed out that the Guardian's traffic is down 2/3 since 2020, and the traffic on X is up. It's up. Yeah. So the traditional media is continuing to embarrass itself while it goes out of business. Circling the drain, the Guardian. Meanwhile, there was some kind of zombie event in Washington, D.C. called the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Have you heard it? All these zombie reporters who will not have jobs pretty soon. Must go to traditional event. And Colin Jost made fun of Biden for losing all of his black support. Which is funny, because Colin Jost made fun of me for the same thing. True story. As I remember, Colin Jost was making fun of me on SNL when I got canceled. So he stands in front of Biden and makes fun of Biden basically for the same thing. So it's all about me. All right. So what he said was, this was Colin Jost, I don't know. He said, my weekend co-anchor Michael Che was going to join me here tonight, but in solidarity with President Biden, I decided to lose all my black support. Well, I think most of the jokes were pretty lame. So according to The Hill, Biden is tied, or he's either pulling ahead or very close to Trump in the national polls. All right, so that's reported in The Hill. Despite all observation to the contrary. But CNN has a new poll, which says that Trump is leading Biden 49-43 if it's a two-way race, but it isn't. So if it's a three-way race and you throw in RFK Jr., you've got President Trump leads Biden 42-33. Now, I keep telling you that if Biden wins by a 10-point difference, it's too much to cheat. He's almost there. He's looking like a 9-point difference, according to CNN. And CNN is not likely to, you know, confess a poll unless they're pretty serious about it. All right. 55% of the people polled, this is CNN's poll, says that the Trump presidency was a success, but only 39% say that about Biden. These numbers are not close. And by the way, these are the numbers I did expect to see based on the headlines. Based on everything I observe, I would have expected a 9-10 point difference between them. And I would expect people massively to think Trump was more effective. And sure enough. Well, not to be outdone, MSNBC had a panel of undecided voters. So they had the screen with the Zoom pictures of, I guess, the one host and then all the independent people. And the host asked, raise your hand if you think Biden's economy is worse than Trump's. And then the poor host of MSNBC, who asked the group of very diverse independents, raise your hand if you think Biden's economy is worse than Trump's. And then the host said, so that is everybody. Everybody raised their hand. Every person. And the poor MSNBC person is like, maybe I should have asked before I asked that question. Don't ask the question if you don't know the answer, the lawyers tell you. Well, you want to hear the best story? There's so many best stories. Now, I don't know how true this story is, but it's at least a little bit true. And Julie Kelly is reporting that there's a new revelation in the Mar-a-Lago boxes. You ready? A new revelation in the Mar-a-Lago boxes. So it turns out that there was a pallet full of boxes that was not at Mar-a-Lago, that was held by the GSA. So the GSA being the, you know, the group that controls all the documents. And the GSA was trying to get the Trump Organization to take the boxes. They were trying to get rid of them. So they were trying to get the boxes delivered to Trump at Mar-a-Lago. And the question is, were any of those boxes marked classified? Did the GSA set up Trump by having a bunch of classified boxes and then ask them to take the boxes so that later they could say, hey, you got all these boxes? Because that's what it looks like. Now, it's not confirmed because, for example, it could be that their boxes had nothing confidential. If that was the case, then it would just be normal to say, hey, these are your boxes, come get them. But what if the really controversial stuff was in the boxes that the GSA was trying to push on Trump and Mar-a-Lago? What if it wasn't Trump trying to keep them, it was them trying to give them to him? And what if some of them were classified? Now, that were some of them classified, there's no reporting on that yet. So I don't know that this is a thing. It could be a big nothing, but it could be a thing. Because we certainly don't trust anybody at this point. Trusting the government would be a bad play. All right, so that's fun to watch. Kathy Wood, who runs a big investment fund, she said she was talking about robo-taxis, and she thinks that the self-driving taxis are going to be the hugest thing, trillions of dollars, not too long, and that Tesla might be a big winner in that robo-taxi thing, and that Tesla is the biggest artificial intelligence project in the world. And so if you're an investor and you think that's the way to go, then that's going to be big. We'll see what the stock does on Monday. I own some Tesla stock, so that's full disclosure. I own it because of robots, but autonomous robo-taxis are cool too. So Green Party candidate Jill Stein was arrested at an anti-Israel protest. So, Jill Stein, isn't Stein a Jewish name? Is she a Jewish presidential candidate who is protesting against Israel? I don't think she's serious about winning. That's I just don't think she's being serious about winning at all. Anyway, she got arrested. Who cares? Allegedly, there's a new Israeli proposal for some hostage deal. But, you know, there's always a proposal, so who knows. But what is being offered is the possibility, the possible willingness for, quote, a restoration of sustainable calm. Not a ceasefire, not a peace, but maybe a restoration of sustainable calm. At the same time, there's reports that the IDF is ready to attack any minute, Rafah, but they might be waiting for some negotiations before they do that. So the big Rafah attack would be the maybe the biggest, bloodiest part. It'll be bloody if it's not the biggest. And I don't think that restoration of sustainable calm is anything but a stalling tactic or bullshit. Does that sound like a real thing to you? How about we'll get the hostages back and we'll give you a restoration of calm? That sounds like a lot of nothing, but it sounds like better than not saying it. So sounds like sort of like go back to your committee and do some research. Yeah, we'll have a restoration of sustainable calm. That's what we'll have. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I can't see your comments. Your comments stopped a little while ago. I actually don't know if anybody's watching. Looks like it. Looks like you're still watching. But that is the end of my comments for today. I think I'll see if I can fire up a locals feed after this separately and see if I can say hi to them. Don't know what happened to the tech. I think it has something to do with starting two feeds. So it's probably a user error on my part. I think that if I have the Rumble going at the same time as the app, which I don't think will be a possibility in the future, I think it might mess it up. So it's probably something I did. Anyway, that's all for now. I'm going to say bye on this stream, and I'm going to open up a stream just for the locals people. Subscription only. Bye for now.